Hi, Brad.
Hey, you. How are you?
Perfect. Perfect. I'm the new you, part two.
Hey, we're going to do that one. Huh? I didn't know if you were going to do that one or not. So
Well,
that was,
you're kind of hard on me in that article. I don't know if you remember, but boy, gosh, you called me stubborn and arrogant and oh my
well,
gosh.
I thought I couched it very carefully and said that you seemed to me to be arrogant and stubborn. Didn't I say that?
Oh, well, seems is the same as is, isn't it? From one point
Rather
of
than
view.
making a flat-out judgment, I mean, I was just saying, well, at times, you seem to me to be arrogant and stubborn. Yeah,
Oh,
yeah.
okay.
I wonder I liked that article.
Yeah.
I must be
I get it.
feeling pretty secure in my relationship with my publisher, huh?
Yeah, to poke fun at me and call me names and say things like that. Boy, I tell you, I don't know how long this relationship will keep going on. You better watch your step, buddy.
It's just a point of view. You know how to deal with that. Just a point of view. It's only a point of view.
Sure. I dealt with it with lots of sarcasm in the article with pictures and so on and so forth.
Oh, hey, that should be
But in the
fun.
most mature way, I got back at you.
Oh, in the most mature way. Are you implying, sir, that my stabs at you were immature?
Well, I
Not
wouldn't say
based
anything
on
like that.
anything that was valuable related to actual factual input? Is that what you're saying to me?
Interesting point of view. That's an interesting point of
And
view.
now you got it. That's it. And if you did that, you wouldn't have had to feel, incumbent upon your person to be critical of what I wrote about you. In fact, it
Not only
might
was
have.
I am I am I critical, I'm saying you got it totally wrong here too. Boy, it's just
Oh, geez, start in. Let me know. Maybe we can have a lively conversation today about that.
Actually, you know what? The only place that debating that sort of stuff is going to take us to is total distraction because there's something really important about this article
Oh,
for me.
good. All right. I'm ready to talk about what's important.
Good. So let's get off the fluffy stuff and quit kidding around and get on to the master mental processor. Yes, the powerful tool that you've been speaking of for quite some time, calling it the subconscious. And if I might just put in one word of explanation from my point of view, do you have patience for that, or should I just let the article stand for itself?
No. I'd love to hear your point of view because I think oftentimes there are three different people down under, one in New Zealand and two Australians who refer to you as being the spark.
Oh, a spark. Okay, well, let me spark this. Subconscious. Sub means below, right? A submarine is below the water. Subconscious would be below conscious. So it's a hierarchical structure in words from the word format. And I just accepted that format. And arriving at the place of looking at, I mean, granted, I agree with you, it's much more powerful, but looking at it on the same level in a horizontal plane as opposed to a vertical plane was quite liberating for me. And it's been extremely helpful to be able to add master mental processor rather than subconscious to conversations that I have in regards to what's going on in my body and my life and my world and my experience and so on and so forth. So I know you've been saying it for a while, and I tend to be a little bit slow at times, but I really, really want to say thanks because now that I've gotten it, gotten the point of the power of the subconscious mind and been able to activate it, oh my gosh, what a huge difference. That's
Well, can I throw something back at you in a way of gratitude?
sure.
Well, by calling it mental or master mental processor rather than subconscious, and by you initiating a conversation with me several days ago, I don't know, maybe it's weeks, but that you had a conversation with your master mental processor, and that opened a door for me, and this morning I had some insights I'd love to share. Maybe we ought to share them for another time, because I don't want to distract us from wherever you want to take us, Mr. Interviewing Publisher. But anyway, it's been a real healthy insight to the place that the master mental processor has in my life, an important part, and that I can consult with. It's weird. And I'll just give you one insight to those who, like me, might be a little bit nervous when we put the master mental processor in the place of a supreme being, which I don't do. You seem to tend to go kind of that direction. And to me, it's just an interesting point of view. I don't get hung up in it, although you'll be excited about a new article I'm writing for our other new website, Light Choice Works. But it has to do with what the master mental processor told me this morning.
Okay.
So don't equate me with God. And you know, and I said, now wait a minute, is that due to our program? You know, meaning it's programming along with my conscious understanding. He said, you take it for wherever you want to go with it. It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't matter. Just don't equate me with the Supreme Being. That I am not. And what you've learned related to healing and being in the zone, you better continue to be. Because being in the zone is my part of this, of connecting you. And that's what you need to understand. I thought, oh, wow, okay. And again, that's just a point of view. But it was a valuable point of view, and it comes from your having a conversation. And this is kind of like today is the first day. I asked a very pointed question. I thought, well, what's going on here? And then while I was running this morning, I had a pain in my foot. And I said, okay, what's this all about? And the answer I got was, does it make any difference, or do you just want the pain to go away? And I said, well, if there's something I need to be doing to not bring about the pain, no, let's just take care of the pain. It was gone instantly. And I thought, oh, wow, what is happening here? So anyway, thank you, brother, for being so daring as to get into that and to insist with me not too long ago. It was a couple of weeks ago. You said, well, why don't you ask, you know, the master mental processor, you know, instead of just dictating, or I think that's kind of what you put it in a questioning form, so it wasn't
that's
that.
That's kind of what I was after, yeah. Why don't you just ask him instead of pass it? Because in your book, Integration of the Mind, one of the steps is to actually command master mental processor, right? Rather than engage it as an equal at the table of resolving.
Yeah, and it's much more important
malady.
To engage it, because I said have a loving relationship, and that's the article I wrote this morning for the other site that I think you're going to be enamored with. I'm enamored with it because, wow, it came from spirit and from master mental processor. So some exciting stuff there coming up. Anyway, I'm sorry, we're both kind of getting off of number two, or are we?
No, I think we're right on point. But the other point I wanted to add about this article is I really want to extend an invitation to all of the listeners of this podcast who are not registered on the site and who haven't previously passed on their email addresses to Brad or myself. Email me. I'd love to have you. We're piloting virtual reality workshop, which is, in our heart, the first step towards helping you, our audience, listeners and readers, to expand their consciousness or be able to work with it in a different way and engage things like Master Mental Processor or Supreme Being or Wotan or God or whatever. And that the imagination is the place where this is birthed. And we want to help you do that through a virtual reality workshop. So we're running
pilots. It's a matter of, it's a participatory thing. I want to urge everyone to understand that we all learn from it. We entered as co-learners. We're not, this is not something where that is going to be a lecture type of thing at all. It's, we're co-learners. We all have the same source. We may call that source by a different name than one another, but we don't need to get hung up in language or miscommunication. What we need to do is get to a place where we can share. And that's what the virtual workshop is all about. It's sharing together as we expand together, and we'll learn from one another, meaning that Ryan and I will learn from you as you get while we're going through the virtual reality workshop. It's a fun process. Would you agree?
Which is something that you and I, yes, it is a fun process, which is something that you and I do on a continuous basis. Every time we get on the phone, we learn from each other. I share, you share, we look at our different points of view, and we both benefit from it. We both expand, and we'd like to expand that to you, our readers and listeners. So send me an email if you'd like to participate. 12 people, 2 workshops, 2 pilots. After that, we may not be offering it through Spiritual Healing Source, and there may be a cost associated with that. So jump on while you can if you're interested in trying a new reality. Anything you want to add to that, boss?
Yeah, and if, you know, the thing I love about it is if, it's like getting rid of the pain today. That's a new reality, isn't it? Rather than suffering through disease or suffering through injury or suffering through anything, we can actually change reality. In fact, we may even get into a discussion about or a dialogue about epigenetics, which is the science of being above genetics, meaning that we actually, with our minds and with our spirits, can actually change DNA. That's a scientific fact, and it's phenomenal.
Heady stuff, you know, man. Heady stuff. Let's see where we go.
Shut up and say goodbye, Ryan.
Okay, sure. Goodbye, Ryan.